Moe and Shandon, Listening 1. Moe and Shandon has been making champagne since 1743. To give you a sense of how long ago that was, it was 143 years before the car was invented, and 33 years before the United States declared independence from Great Britain. The company was founded by Claude Moe in Champagne, France. At the time, the popularity of sparkling wine was growing in France. Toward the end of the century, Jean-Rémy Moe, the grandson of Claude, took over the company and helped spread the popularity of champagne around the world. Prominent French people, including Napoleon, celebrated success with Moe champagne. It is said that the tradition of using a saber to open a bottle of champagne came from Napoleon and his soldiers celebrating military victories that way. In 1880, Moe and Chandon reportedly sold 2.5 million bottles, and the company had about 2,000 employees. Although the business has changed quite a bit over the years, Moe and Chandon continues to be one of the top champagne producers in the world. The brand promotes the values of success and glamour. Moe and Chandon, Listening 2. The French government limited the area of land that could be used to grow champagne grapes, so in order to expand its business, Moe and Chandon merged with the cognac producer Hennessy in 1971. In 1987, Moe Hennessy merged with the fashion house Louis Vuitton to form LVMH in a deal valued at $4 billion. LVMH is the world's top luxury goods conglomerate, with control of dozens of luxury brands in product categories ranging from skincare products to leather handbags to alcohol. In 2012, the Moe & Chandon brand started using tennis player Roger Federer as its brand ambassador. With a record 20 Grand Slam titles as a male singles player as of 2019, Moe and Chandon feels that he is a great match for their values of success and glamour. Moe and Chandon was the official champagne of the 2019 Golden Globe Awards, which honors the best film and television shows of the year. At the event, they had a philanthropic initiative, Toast for the Cause, which gives award nominees the opportunity to raise a toast with Moe and Chandon champagne in support of their favorite charities. For each toast, $1,000 is donated to a charity in the nominee's name.